Welcome to the Mental Dietitian Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Lynch Potter, just a guy who's trying to live a great life and learn the best way to live it. This show is for the everyday human being that feels exactly how I feel, and every week I will bring you weekly episodes on how to get better mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, and financially so you can have a great mental diet. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to episode 54 of the Mental Dietitian Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Lynch Potter. And I wanted to share something with you that I've been thinking about over the last couple of days, ever since I heard on one of my meditation apps that I use. It's called Waking Up. It's made by Sam Harris. And he was talking about, oh my God, I'm so excited about this. It just blew my mind. I was like, holy shit. And it might sound obvious to you. And it is obvious to me, but I've just never heard anybody frame it this way. He was basically talking about how when people go on a physical journey, say they want to lose weight or whatever, and there's these crazy transformations that we've all seen where somebody loses like 100 pounds or 150 pounds for kilograms, that would be 40 to 60 kilograms. And that we all know that that's possible. So when, for example, we start a fitness journey or we want to become healthier, we have that in our frame of reference, right? We have it, say, okay, it's possible. It's in the realm of possibility. It's possible to lose 100 pounds and run a triathlon because we've seen it. We've seen so many pictures online. We see an actor getting into shape for a movie, or we see Adele, for example, who lost a bunch of weight, or whatever it may be. It's in that realm of possibility for us. And the reason why we don't have our dream body and our dream figure, so to speak, is because we are not putting in the actions required. And most people can comfortably say that that's true. And yet, when it comes to the mind, that same frame of reference of like, oh, well, that person was 300 pounds and they lost 150 pounds and now run triathlons all the time. That is known for most people in their realm of possibility. But somebody who is angry all the time and has maybe hurt people, the likelihood in our minds as a society that that person can turn around and become a holistic health coach or can become a better person, whatever it may be, is not in the same realm of reference. It's not in the same kind of perspective. And he was talking about this, and I started really thinking about it. I was like, holy shit, that's so true. Because there's this belief that your mind, you can learn new things, but your mind kind of stays how it is. Like you could maybe learn some new things as an adult, but your mind kind of stays the same. And that's just not true. And I'm really learning about it right now. I've been learning about it the last few years. If you can drastically change who you are, and it's always for the better. People around you might tell you that it's not, but if you are actively looking inwards and actively working on your mind and actively working on how you react to things and lifting up the layers of yourself. You're kind of like an onion, just like in Shrek. You're kind of like an onion. You have these layers to yourself, and the more you peel back these layers, the closer you get to who you really are. And there's these layers that some people like. Some people fall in love with this layer that we put up to protect ourselves in certain environments. And then I've had it so many times where people are like, oh, that's not you. And the older I get, when somebody says that to me, I'm like, you don't actually know who I am because I haven't revealed to you who I really, really am because it never felt safe to do that. So as you're peeling back these layers on yourself and doing this inner work and this kind of mind work and this emotional work, and it's just so interesting of how much you can transform in a short period of time. It's very, very interesting. In fact, I was looking back on my journal that I have, and February 28th, which was yesterday, it's now March 1st. February 28th, a year ago, was the very first time that I ever delved deep doing plant medicines. It was psilocybin, and I had this big pain in my scapula. It was been there for months, and I went to chiropractors. I went to a massage therapist. I went and got dry needling. I went to a Chinese guy that would do acupuncture. Just would not go away. Like, it was so bad to the point where I couldn't sleep. It was shooting up my neck all the time. I couldn't do jiu-jitsu. And it was the first time that it changed my perspective of what it meant to be a human being, because I realized that it was actually emotion. It was actually stuff that was trapped in there. No matter what I did on the external, I had to deal with it on the internal. And I went to this retreat in the middle of nowhere. There was only about four or five of us. Got invited by a friend. And I started feeling the psilocybin really kicking in hard. It was like a rocket ship. And there's my cat, Flynn. Flynn. So we got interrupted by my cats. And if you're watching on video, you can probably see him in the background. And he broke into the door because that's what he does. But anyway, what I was saying here is that I was feeling all this pain in my scapula, and I started like really questioning. I was like, what do you want? Like, what is it? Like, what do you want? And then it started revealing itself to me, all this stuff about my parents, my grandparents, all this stuff I was holding on to that wasn't mine. And ever since then, that part of my scapula now is now a compass. It's now a guide. Anytime that I am taking on other people's shit that's not mine, I start getting a pain in my scapula. It's like a guide. It's like how I interact with the world and how I'm interacting with this reality. My body will literally guide me. And that might sound absolutely nuts to you. Trust me, it felt nuts to me. I was very unplugged afterwards. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I don't understand. Like, I thought that being a human being meant this. I thought that if I had sore muscles, a massage would fix it. If I have this pain, that it's just physical and it's because I was training too hard or I slept wrong. And then I released all this emotion. And I was crying and I was breathing and it was really intense. And then the pain went away. It's gone. And it had been bugging me for months. And what I've realized since then is that every pain in my body, it is a symptom of some kind of misalignment, whether it's emotionally, physically, relationally, spiritually. And that gives you much more freedom over your life. And I've really started to research, okay, if I've got a really, like, I've got this spot on the right side of my lower back that no matter what I do, does not go away. I could stretch it. I could roll it out. I can do all kinds of stuff. And it just always seems to go back to that point. Based on what I've done and the work I've done over the past year, I know that there's something in there. There's something that is, it's inviting me to be like, hey, I want you to sit with this pain. Maybe the pain that you feel is an invitation to sit with it and ask it questions, not run away from it. It's a symptom. It is a symptom of something going on. And the more you ask yourself these questions, the more the answers will come. And these transformations that can occur very, very quickly, if you really start diving inwards, it almost feels like magic. It's hard to describe it. It almost feels like magic, and it's almost like it's really, really hard to describe how quickly your life can change. Now, meditation for me has been one of these things that's been hit and miss. I haven't been consistent with it. And I used to judge myself and be like, all this stuff would come up, all this self-judgment, all this like, oh, you're blah, blah, blah. You didn't finish this, you didn't finish that. And then it'll start reminding you of all these things that you've started in the past and maybe didn't stick with. And it's like, for fuck's sake. The cool thing about life though is you can always like begin again. at any time, if you feel like right now you're listening to this podcast, right, and you hear my voice, and you're drifting off and you're thinking about something else, you're thinking about work, you're thinking about that email, you're thinking about that text, whatever, thinking about something, you can come back and begin again right now. Begin again. You're back. You can constantly bring yourself back. And meditation and what I'm learning and this mindfulness and being with yourself and dealing with your shit and all the shit that I talk about, it's really about being present in this moment. And you just come back, come back. And a lot of people get stuck in their head and they're constantly thinking all the time. They start thinking about thinking, they get addicted to thinking, and it's just all we do. And if somebody can lose 100 pounds and run a triathlon in the external world physically, why can't you be more confident around groups of people? Why can't you have a better relationship with yourself and a better relationship with others? If you've got no friends, why can't you have a bunch of really great friends? If you've never had a successful relationship, why can't you? The reason why you can't is because there's stuff getting in the way. So the question, it's like, well, what do I need to do to start dealing with this stuff? It's like, well, it's one thing at a time. It's layers. It's like an onion. You got to start somewhere with what you've got, and you can always begin again. And it will be hard. Just like anything worthwhile in life is not easy, but it's worth it. So I really wanted to share this kind of concept of like massive transformation can happen internally in your mind. Because here's the thing, everything that has ever happened to you has happened to you up here in your head. My eyes that I'm looking at this screen right now, an extension of my brain, they get fed in information, right, from the outside world, and they project it in my vision. It's like it's so crazy when you think about it. Everything I'm seeing right now is a projection from my mind. This car driving down the road that I'm looking at, it is a projection. It's like a movie that's playing in my mind, because the information has to come in first, and then it comes back into my field of consciousness, right? So if you really understand that, it's just like if you have these ongoing things that you're dealing with, or ongoing feelings, or maybe you can't feel certain things, you can always begin again at any time. You can always begin again at any time and come back to your breath and come back to that moment and just come back to reality. And you can begin again at any time. So I really wanted to talk about this kind of being in the moment thing, because a lot of us are going through our lives, going to the next thing. Like I do it. I'm like, oh, I made this much money this month. I want to make this much money next month, because I'm in commission sales. So I can kind of think like that. I can create my own income. Or it's like, oh, well, I got this workout and this and this. And I'm constantly thinking about the future and what's next. But if I do that my entire life, I'll be 80. I turned 31 this year. I can remember being 20 like it was yesterday. It's just like, boom. And if I'm constantly rushing through my life and not living my life with mindfulness and being in the moment and coming back to that breath of just being here right now, then I'll just rush through my life. And Alan Watts talks about this, like life is like a dance. You don't rush to finish the dance. Say if you're dancing with somebody, say you're ballroom dancing, what is the purpose of the dance? Well, the purpose of the dance is to dance. You don't know which direction they're going when you're watching these two people dance. You're not waiting for it to finish. You're not trying to rush to the end. The purpose of the dance is to dance, just like the purpose of life is to live. So if we're constantly rushing through our life and constantly rushing through it and not being mindful, not coming back to ourselves, then we're living an unexamined life, and we're not really sitting there and being like, hey, like what's going on here? What can I do to become better? My cats are screaming in the background, and I'm literally doing this podcast right now with my cats screaming in the background because they broke into my spare bedroom because they're full of love. And I have to practice mindfulness while I'm doing this podcast because they're really pissing me off. They're literally screaming, and I'm like trying to convey my thoughts, and then they're just like in the background, which is a perfect, literally live, perfect version of there will always be things externally trying to bug your inner peace. Always. There's always going to be people, things, environments that will try to come in and ruin your inner peace. If you can really learn these skills of mindfulness and being present, I would highly recommend this Waking Up app, or there's Headspace is another great app, or there's, what's that other one? There's a lot of ads for all these kind of meditation apps. It takes 10 minutes a day. And you just start. And if you fall off the bandwagon, you can begin again. Because here's the thing. If we all know that if you want to lose a bunch of weight or put on a bunch of muscle, what is the secret? Consistency. So if we can make massive transformations physically, if you can go from being a white belt to a black belt by not doing anything else except showing up consistently and then examining what you're doing while you're showing up, then one day you went from being not able to do anything as a new white belt to a black belt. So if that transformation is possible in the external world, think about what kind of transformation can take place if you just show up for yourself every single day. How much happier you could be, how much more abundance you could feel in your life, how much less scarcity and fear and whatever you're operating in your current frame of reference, whatever reality you're living in, is created by you. So if you want to change it and have a better reality, you can show up consistently and make these massive changes, and your life will change. My life has changed so much in just the past year since I had that experience. And it feels like 10 years. It's crazy. I'm so excited for this next year, this next 5 years, this next 10 years to see where I will be at within myself and what I'll be doing. So I love you guys. Hope my cats didn't bother you too much. I could hear them in the background right now. It's funny. It's a perfect example of not letting things from the external world ruin your internal landscape. So love you guys. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Mental Dietitian Podcast. If you found any value at all, please share this with a family member or a friend, or just a guy or a gal walking down the street, just anybody at all, if you feel like it could help them and benefit them from the conversations we're having. It would mean the world to me if you could also leave a review. It helps grow the show. It helps the algorithms. And I also do love connecting with my listeners, so please reach out to me on social media. The best way to get a hold of me is through Instagram. And my Instagram handle is Aaron Lynch Potter, and that's spelled AHRENLYNCHPOTTER. Thank you so much once again.